Message from the President on Social Media Censorship. By Alam Bokhari on January 8, 2021. President Donald Trump tweeted from the official at POTUS account following his permanent ban from Twitter, condemning the company's censorship and signaling that he intends to move to a new social network, or build a replacement. The tweets promptly disappeared from the account. The message from the president briefly appeared on the POTUS account before disappearing. It is not clear if Trump or another person with access to the account deleted the posts, or if Twitter did so itself. In the posts, Trump said that he was in talks with other sites and is also looking at the possibility of building his own platform. Trump added that the big tech masters of the universe are silencing not just him, but the 75 million people who voted for him. As I have been saying for a long time, Twitter has gone further and further in banning free speech. And tonight, Twitter employees have coordinated with the Democrats and the radical left in removing my account from their platform to silence me, and you, the 75 million great patriots who voted for me. Twitter may be a private company, but without the government's gift of Section 230 they would not exist for long. I predicted this would happen and have been negotiating with various other sites. And we'll have a big announcement soon, while we also look at the possibilities of building out our own platform in the near future. We will not be silenced. Twitter is not about free speech. They are all about promoting a radical left platform where some of the most vicious people in the world are allowed to speak freely. Stay tuned. Images of the since-deleted posts appear below. As Breitbart News reported earlier today, Twitter confirmed it has permanently banned the president, the first time a head of state has been banned from the platform. After close review of recent tweets from the @RealDonaldTrump account and the context around them, we have permanently suspended the account due to the risk of further incitement of violence, said Twitter. This comes after Facebook and Instagram, along with other big tech platforms, indefinitely suspended the president's access, cutting off a key line of communication between the president and the citizens of this country. For more than 4 years, Breitbart News has reported on the rapidly increasing, undemocratic power of Silicon Valley companies and their growing determination to interfere in the political affairs of the United States and other countries. Politicians and commentators from across the political spectrum, including former Democratic presidential candidate Tulsi Gabbard, liberal journalist Glenn Greenwald, and countless conservative lawmakers have warned that this is a threat to freedom of speech and democracy. Despite having control of the Senate, Congress, and White House from 2016 to 2018, Republicans did not pass any legislation to curtail tech companies' ability to censor American citizens, elected representatives, government officials, or interfere in the politics of the United States. Big tech's legal immunities were even strengthened in the US-MCA trade bill, despite a bipartisan effort to block them. FCC Chairman Ajit Pai recently declined to move forward on a proposed rulemaking change to Section 230, the law that allows tech companies to censor with impunity. Alam Bokhari is the senior technology correspondent at Breitbart News. His new book, #Deleted, Big Tech's Battle to Erase the Trump Movement and Steal the Election, which contains exclusive interviews with sources inside Google, Facebook, and other tech companies, is currently available for purchase.